Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with some Bear Witness, so let's go ahead and get started. She spins around and kisses you before grabbing her panties from your pocket. She then grabs the very expensive dress from the car. She pulls it back on, and you help her get it back in place. The two of you get in the car, and she smiles at you as she backs out and pulls out of the parking lot. Do you think our voyeurs were enjoying the show? I'm pretty sure the guy was fingering her towards the end there, so I'm guessing that's a yes. Fuck, that was so hot. Where are we going? My place. I need you. All of you. All night. I think I can manage that. She drives furiously through the city, and you're constantly swiveling your head around, watching for police. But you arrive at her home without issue, and the two of you very nearly race to her front door. You two manage to get to her door while kissing almost the entire time. She shuts and locks the door behind her. Nice place, right? Come here. You two continue to make out for the next few minutes. It would be better if it said the two of you continue to make out for the next few minutes until Zenda eventually breaks it off. I need to go clean up. Head into the bedroom, and if you're wearing any clothes by the time I get there, I'll throw you out. Ha ha ha, don't need to tell me twice. You head to the bedroom and admire the state of her apartment. You take all your clothes off before sliding onto the bed. A beautiful place for a beautiful girl. A few minutes later, she appears in the bedroom in all her glory. You're fucking gorgeous. Thanks, darling. You like it when I pose for you? You look so sexy. Irresistible, even. Aw, so sweet. You know, you're pretty fucking handsome yourself, lover. Now, let's say hi to my friend down here. God, it's big. How do you fit this thing in your pants? Trade secret. I could ask the same thing about you and your ass. Don't. Ha ha ha. Show me some love, my handsome man. You begin making out and can feel your cock gently brushing up against her pussy. It's already soaking wet. She must want this as much as I do. Gotta make this the best experience for her. I really want to go nuts and fuck her brains out right now, but I'll hold off. I can smell her scent from here. Before we get going, I want to taste her. Hey, why'd you stop? Because I want to taste you. Your scent is intoxicating. Ha ha. What, did I say something? No, sorry, your chest is gonna be a slip and slide for a bit. Ha ha, turn around already. Man, you have the perfect pussy. Oh, fuck, holy shit. It's all for you. Ugh, keep going, please. You attack her pussy with more passion, making Zenda scream out in ecstasy. Fuck, Grim, I'm coming! Ah! Holy shit, that was so good. I'm sorry I left you hanging. I couldn't focus. No time like the present. With those words, Zenda slowly lowers her mouth onto your cock. She's sucking so hard on the head, flicking her tongue back and forth. I think she's calmed down again. I can go back to work. This girl's gonna make me go wild. She struggles to take your length all the way, but it feels magical. The combination of her mouth and her hand moving up and down your cock is tough to explain. You better stop that. I'm getting close. Okay, I need you again, baby. You look so sexy when you butt your lip like that. She just grabbed my hand much harder. Thanks, hon. I'm not gonna lie, this is super wholesome and all that, but it's time for the main course. Go sit at the end of the bed. Of course. What are you going to do to me, Grim? I'm gonna ravish you, the hottest girl in town. Can you see how insanely wet I am? It's because of you. And I'm hard as a rock because of you. Hee hee. But what are you waiting for? Come and get it! Make sure I'm perfectly lined up. I thought you were gonna ravish me, not just tease me. I am. Just admiring the view for a second. Well, come on already. Ah! You asked for it, bitch. Here it is. Holy shit, Grim. That's only half of it. Are you ready for more? Bring it on, tough guy. Don't worry. The other 2 centimeters are coming. You're gonna love it. Just like... Hey! Give me a second. You're massive. 5 seconds later. Phew. Okay, you can start now. Doing the thing. In and out. In and out. Ah! Ah! That feels wonderful, Grim. You began moving slowly, taking in the amazing feeling of her tight, wet pussy. I mean, it's always tight and wet, isn't it? There's never been a game of these I've played where her loose, dry pussy... She moans with every thrust as you 2 lock eyes. Her perfectly shaped breasts bounce along with your pace. God, you're hitting so deep! You feel so good, Zenda. Let's switch positions. I want to be close to you. Okay, stay down there and I'll come to you. You ready? Fuck me. I'm going in again. Fuck! Jesus, Grim. You're so tight. Fuck, this is so good. Shit, Zenda, I'm getting close. Me too. Just a little bit longer. Ugh. Shit. Grim, I'm coming! Me too. Get up real quick. I want to come on that beautiful ass of yours. Give it to me, big boy. I need it. Shit. I'm coming! Fuck me. Jesus, Grim, this feels like a ton. Aha, it's quite a lot. Fuck, Zenda, that was amazing. It sure was. You and that big dick of yours surely know how to please a woman. Okay, I'm going to the bathroom to clean up a bit. Wait for me to get back. Zenda heads to the bathroom and leaves you to your thoughts. That was amazing. She's incredible. That boy. Zenda returns from the bathroom and snuggles up close to you. That was amazing. She giggles. You said that already. It's true. It really was. She leans up and kisses you again. I hate to ask, But would you mind getting a cab back home? I drive you, but I'm exhausted. Oh yeah, of course. Thank you, lover. She kisses you again and you pull yourself out of her bed and start dressing. Will we do this again soon? Yes, we absolutely will. Good. One more kiss, lover. Lean in close and slide your lips against hers. She kisses you deeply and it lasts for a long while before she breaks away. Okay, go. Before I drag you back into this bed. I'd be okay with that. I know you would. I would too, but I have to sleep. I have brunch plans tomorrow. Okay, but soon, alright? Yes. You order the Uber, and you let yourself out of her home, locking the door behind you. You feel happy and sated on the way home. The driver is thankfully not chatty. You barely remember arriving at the house, letting yourself in, and heading off to bed, but you find yourself stripped down and laying back, still considering the night's events. You fall asleep with a smile on your face. Saturday. Man, it's been a busy week. Shit, half the day's gone already. I can just chill out until it's time to meet up with Val. You head downstairs and grab a quick breakfast, then back to your room to work on a project for class and watch some more cat videos. You get a text from Val later that day confirming your date that evening. You fire off a quick affirmative and she tells you to meet her out front of Lefty's at 6 p.m. You get ready quickly, almost nervously, and then realize you have plenty of time before you need to be there, so you elect to walk into town instead of calling an Uber. It's a nice evening and the sun is getting low on the horizon. There's slight chill in the air, but your pace is brisk and you feel comfortable. When you arrive in front of Lefty's, it's only about 15 minutes before Val is supposed to pick you up. When she pulls up, she unlocks the car door and you get in. Hey, baby. Hey, Val. She leans across and kisses you. You taste something like chocolate and mint on her tongue. You eat some candy or something before seeing me? I had a little chocolate mint a short while ago. Wanted my kiss to be extra sweet for you. Oh, isn't that nice? Well, I appreciate it, but I think that kiss would have been most pretty sweet regardless. Aha, you're smooth, baby. How's your week been? Busy. Lots of classes. Some hanging out with people. Good. What's the plan for the night? I figure we'll head to bed, make love, and then watch some TV together and cuddle. You find yourself blushing, but you try to match your confidence. I think I can do that. Oh, I've got the results. Good, let's see. You pull up the email on your phone and hold it out for her. She glances at it. Perfect. You read that already? Kind of. Kind of. I have an eidetic memory. The hell is that? You've heard of photographic memory? You've got photographic memory? No, baby, not really. No one actually has photographic memory. That's mostly fiction. Eidetic memory is like that, but it's only like for a single image or a single page of text, like your email there. So you can remember it without seeing it again. For a few minutes, yeah, after that, details start getting fuzzy, and I can't really retain any information unless I make another effort to keep it. Yeah, I kind of understand what she's going through on that one. That's crazy. Haha, yeah, but it can be pretty useful sometimes. You look at her speculatively. Speculatively! I can speak. Just how smart are you? She glances at you and smirks. You trying to get me to brag, Grim? I just want to know exactly how out of my league you are. Baby, I am definitely not out of your league. Like hell, you're gorgeous. I mean, you're walking sex. You're smart, definitely smarter than me. You're confident and funny. You're going to give me a big head, lover. Don't do that, sir. You're piling on the compliments a little bit too much. Lower on the sugar, sir. Too much fucking sugar. I'm not saying anything that isn't true, though. So? How smart are you? She sighs. Baby, I'll tell you everything about me, but later, okay? Yeah, sure. She reaches across and takes your hand, pulling it to her lips. She kisses the back of your hand and smiles at you. A few minutes later, you pull up to her house and she leads you inside. You are amazing, baby. I want you to know that. You're handsome and strong and funny and charming, and you turn me on in ways I can't begin to describe. I'm not out of your league. I think you're probably out of mine. Val. With those words, you two lock lips and begin passionately making out. Damn, we got a lot of sex in this chapter. Aren't you guys lucky bastards today? Let's just say we really dig each other and leave it at that then. I can do that, baby. You feel yourself hardening as you continue to force your lips against hers. Fuck, Val is amazing. She won't mind if I grab a bit of her ass. She eventually pulls away and leads you to the couch. She pushes you onto it and straddles you, kissing you and grinding on your lap. You've been hard from the moment she locked lips with yours, and she groans as she grinds on you. You pull up her sundress and start caressing her ass. I want to see you. I'll give you a little show first. She begins slowly taking off her clothes, exposing her beautiful, perfectly shaped breasts. After what feels like hours of taking her dress off, she stands in front of you, fully exposed. I like it when you look at me like that, lover. You have this fierce, burning look in your eyes. Well, when you see what I'm looking at, it's bound to happen. I love your well-trimmed landing strip and your beautiful, tight pussy. Hee hee, your turn, Grim. You practically jump off the couch and ditch your clothes in record speed. You're perfect. Oh, lover. You stare straight into each other's eyes and see the desires behind them. She grabs your face as you focus on grinding your dick in between her thighs. You can feel how extremely wet she is as you continue to grind and caress her ass. When you're done, you two head back to the couch and she sits next to you. As you rest your hand on her thigh, you can feel the heat radiating from her pussy. Touch my breasts, Grim, they're all yours. You do as she says and you carefully touch her breasts, rubbing her rock-hard nipples as you go. Oh, lover, that feels so good. While you're busy with her breasts, Val shoots her hand to your cock and begins jerking you off ever so slowly. You like that? My hand moving up and down on your cock? It feels so good. Your cock swells to as large as you think it's ever been. She's stroking you perfectly, staring into your eyes as the two of you please one another. She smiles. Fuck, Val, you have amazing breasts, soft and firm at the same time. They're all yours, Grim. You continue to play with each other for a few more minutes until you decide to move down to her wet pussy. Ah, fuck. Keep rubbing me, lover. Shit, how are you so good at this? You're amazing, Val. God, she's stroking me so well. If she keeps this up, I'm going to come. Okay, enough foreplay, Grim. I need you now. Okay, get up and lean against the couch. She does as you say, and she leans up against the couch, grabbing the frame for dear life. You push your cock into her soaking wet slit and begin slowly fucking her. Ah, fuck, my whole body is shaking. Val, you're so tight. Ugh, I love the way your ass jiggles. You keep up the slow pace. It feels amazing, exactly as it is. Her walls have a firm grip around your cock. Sliding in and out easily, Val moans in pleasure. You like my big juicy ass bouncing in front of your face as you pound me? Ah, fuck yes. Aye, I'm so close! Ugh, you keep hitting that spot, lover! Fuck, I'm gonna come! She squeals as you... She squeals as she comes as you continue to pump into her. Okay, so stop. I need a second. She recovers quickly and is ready for another go of it. Give her another go of it now, lad. Go lay down on the couch. I want to ride you. You ready? Of course. There we go. Shit. Ah. Val slowly begins sliding up and down your rock-hard cock. It's not the most comfortable position, but it feels amazing. This position allows you to look into her eyes, her gaze shooting lasers through you. A ferocious look, almost as if she'll never let you go. You're so big, Grim. Oh my god, Val, you're amazing. Your dick is filling me perfectly, lover. Ugh. Shit, Grim, I'm gonna come again. Me too, Val. Where do you want it? Come inside me, please. I want to feel your seed deep inside my pussy. Ah, fuck! I'm coming! You're to earn! Go, Grim. Fill me. I'm still coming. Give it to me, Grim. I'm coming, Val. Ugh! Fill me! Grim, fill me! Your body shudders as you come inside her, thrusting your cock as far as you can go, wanting to plant your seed deep inside her. You feel her pussy clench down on you as you fill her. Oh! Yes! Oh, baby! Oh, God! I feel you! Fuck! You shake for a moment before coming down again. After a moment of bliss, Val pushes you over, her body pressed firmly against yours. She gives you a kiss as she sounds very happy. Oh, baby, that was wonderful. I can feel your cum leaking out of me. Heh. Yeah, that was something. You're incredible. Come here. You think she's gonna say something, yet she just lays on top of you. You see her hand move up towards your body. She reaches for your nipple and gives it a quick but hard pinch. Hey, ow! Ha 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 ha, you little, come get me. You take off after her as she runs towards the wall behind the couch. Aha, which way am I gonna go, lover? You know I'm gonna catch you eventually. Aha, never! Mythos. She takes off to her left and runs around the couch, taking you on a trip to the entire house. She's actually surprisingly quick, haha. I love seeing her ass bounce around as she runs. My legs are still shaking and you still can't catch up to me. Ha ha ha. As she heads upstairs, you get a perfectly good view of her well-kept pussy. Aha, nice puss. You two eventually find yourself in her bedroom. With no way out, she eventually gives up and sits on the bed. Ha ha, okay, you win. Damn right I do. Get up on the bed, you dork. You lay down on the bed as Val climbs on top of you and straddles you. You're already up for another round? Aha, not yet. Hey, eyes up. We have all the time in the world, don't worry, we'll go again tonight. Val gets up off you and lays down next to you, holding your hand. Can you stay the night? Of course I can. Good, because there's some things I want to talk about with you, Shelby. Sure, like what? She looks at you waiting for something. You look at her somewhat confused. It takes a moment. Oh. Oh shit, she said. Val, how? She smiles gently and places a hand on your chest. It's okay, baby. Calm down. How do you know my name? Who the fuck are you? Baby, take a breath and relax. This isn't something bad. I'm not going to hurt you, okay? You take a shuddering breath. Okay, but I'm exactly who I said I was, lover. Everything I said is true, okay? Listen. She reaches up and strokes your cheek gently. I won't tell anyone who you are. I won't ever betray you. Do you understand? You nod, still somewhat shell-shocked. She smiles and kisses you again. But how did... You kind of gave yourself away, baby. I did? Uh-huh. It was a lot of little things. For instance, you don't hide that Chicago accent nearly as well as you should. Oh. And some other things. You answered a few questions that made it pretty clear you weren't from California. Shit. Plus, when I did my background check on you... Wait, you what? Baby, calm down. I wanted to bring you into my bed, and if you are willing to keep doing this for as long as you're here. But I needed to protect myself, and that means knowing as much about you as I possibly could. Okay. So between the holes in your history and your accent and a few other little clues, I figured out where to look. It didn't take long for me to find the story about you and your father. Shit. She smiles gently and hugs you close, her cheek pressed to your chest. So, you're not mad that I lied about who I am, I mean? No, baby, you did that to protect yourself and your father. I completely understand. You didn't owe me any truth there. So how much do you know? Pretty much everything in the news and in public records. Obviously, I know about what happened to your dad and the trial and that you're in WITSEC now. So, everything. She nods. Like I said, I'm not going to hurt you. I won't betray you. I know what it means if your handler finds out that someone knows who you are. I won't put you through that. Thank you. Of course, baby. She kisses you again, her lips gentle on yours. Are you okay? Yeah, I mean, I think so. Good. She hugs you tightly again, and you hear a sigh. It's a happy sigh, tinged with a bit of relief. Look on the bright side, baby. Now you have someone here who knows what you're dealing with and that you can talk to about everything without worrying about accidentally revealing anything. Yeah. A moment passes, and you take a deep breath. About that. You aren't the only one. What do you mean? I ran into my cousin the day of orientation. No, you did not. I absolutely did. Oh shit, what are you doing about it? Nothing. The dean was there when it all happened, and he knows about my situation, so he helped. Dean Walsh knows who you are too? No. I don't think so, at least. He just knows I'm in witness protection. He heard Sadie say my first name, but that's it. I don't think he knows. I take it your handler told him? Yeah. So, your cousin, is she going to keep my secret? Yeah, I trust her. She wouldn't do anything to deliberately hurt me. She's a sweetheart, really. That's good. So I guess my offer to be there for you was kind of unnecessary, huh? No, I'm really glad, you know. I feel like I can actually talk with you about things, you know, about what happened. I couldn't talk with Sadie about that. Why not? She's innocent. Like, she really doesn't have a lot of experiences, and talking to her about that stuff, I don't think she'd handle it well. I get that. Don't worry, baby. You could tell me about it if you want. It won't scare me. Thank you. The two of you are silent for a moment, both taking in the reality of your circumstances. So, yes? You're pretty fucking smart, aren't you? Aha, yes, baby, I'm pretty fucking smart. I'm sorry if I scared you there. Yeah, you really fucking did. I had all sorts of scenarios playing out in my head at that moment. Did you think I worked for the mob to douche you into my bed so I could kill you? Well, yeah, actually. Aha! Oh, baby, no. If I were here to kill you, I'd have just gotten you into the house and shot you in the back of the head. That's how they do it. Well, that's comforting. Aha, oh baby. Don't worry, you're safe with me. If they ever come looking for you, come to me. I have a high-end security system, a safe room, and guns. I protect you. Ha, well, I'll remember that. The two of you settle in, enjoying each other's touch. A few minutes later, you guys make passionate love again. This time feels different than any other time. You two both come hard and eventually find yourself cuddling and watching television. You trade kisses from time to time until you fall asleep in each other's arms. Later that night. Fuck, that feels good. What time is it? Oh, shh. You wake at some point in the wee hours of the morning, feeling Valeria's soft lips and wet mouth on your cot. She brings you to full attention. She lays down next to you and you begin pounding away, eventually bringing you both to a powerful orgasm. You hold Val in your arms as you both head back to sleep after a long day. Sunday. You wake up and it takes a moment to place your surroundings. When you do, you realize Val is curled up next to you asleep. You watch her for a moment, then lean in and kiss her forehead. Hey, baby. Hey, yourself, you sleep okay? I did. She leans up and kisses you softly. Thankfully, she keeps her mouth closed and neither of you inflicts morning breath on the other. I should probably get back soon. Morning breath. That's not something they bring up a lot, but that's a real thing, guys. Like, people don't really... I think they underestimate how much morning breath can really just... Oh, God. What did you eat last night? You know, because everybody's been digesting their food. And she snuggles up against you again, caressing your chest. You want breakfast first? I've got a few things to take care of today, or I'd spend the entire day in bed with you. That'd be nice. Valeria sits up in the bed, the sheets falling down to expose her breasts. Okay, let's get you home. The two of you dress fairly quickly, then head out to Valeria's car. You hold hands for much of the trip back to your place. Next weekend you should bring a toothbrush with you and maybe a set of clothes. I'd like to spend the day with you, if you can. I'd like that too. You lean across and kiss her again and step out of the car. See you later, beautiful. Bye, baby. Val pulls away and you head up into the house. Okay, guys. So that's where we're going to end it. You guys got a lot of bumping uglies this time. So y'all ought to be fucking thankful. Alright, guys, so we'll be back next week with more Bear Witness, so bear with us. I'm out.